greetings to all brothers and sisters and ministers.
Hallelujah, 跟大家弟兄姐妹以及在座的长职负责人晚安。
This morning, our topic for mutual encouragement is the four families in the book of Acts.
今天早上要用在使徒行传当中的四个家庭来跟大家一起勉励。
We human beings, every one of us, were born in a family.
大家都知道，人都从家庭而来。
And then when we grow up, we form our family.
当我们长大之后，又独立出来，成立另外一个家庭。
And the society actually is made up of different many, many families.
在我们的社会当中，我们都知道，社会是由家庭来组成。
Nowadays, if you look at the news in the society,
今天如果我们打开新闻看看这个社会，
you find out there are so many problems.
我们看到这个社会充满了许多的问题。
For example, in Vancouver here, there's so many homeless.
比如说，我们看看温哥华吧。温哥华有许多的没有办法买的、没有办法有屋子住的人，
无家可归的。
无家可归的人。
The drug addicts.
我们看到吸毒者。
Gangsters.
我们看到这些帮派。
Juvenile delinquency.
我们看到许多这些这个
青少年犯罪
的问题。
Why there are so many problems?
为什么充满社会当中充满这么多问题
？Actually, all of this problem.They are come from broken family.
这些问题其实都从社会最基础的家庭所产生。
If the families have problem, then the society will have problem.
如果家庭出了问题，社会同样就会出问题。
The church is a small society.
教会，反观教会呢？教会就像一个小的社会。
We make up of different families.
在这个教会里面，一样有许多不同的家庭所组成。
For example, our church we have around 200 to 300 people.
比如说，在教会里面，我们现在有200到300人次。
If you look at our directory,
看看我们的通讯录。
You can break up into 40 to 50 different families.
从通讯录里面，我们分别一下呢，大概40到50个家庭。
For every church to be strong,
为了要发展兴盛每一个教会的话
，the families in the church must be strong.
所以说，家庭在那个教会的家庭呢，就必须要能够强壮。
If the families are strong.
如果这个家庭强壮
，the church will be prosperous.
那么这个教会就会看到它兴盛发展。
But if the families, most of them are spiritually weak.
如果在这个教会所组成的家庭里面，属灵上都非常软弱的话
，of course the whole church will be weak.
那么相对的反映出来，整个教会就会出现软弱的现象。
Because the church is made up of family blocks.
原因就是因为教会就是由家庭来组成。
In the book of Acts.Have recorded four very special families.
使徒行传里面记载了有这么四个比较特别的家庭。
This family have different characteristics for us to learn.
今天在这四个家庭里面，我们看到他们各具特色，值得我们来学习。
And these four family give us four goals we can pursue.
这四个家庭也代表了四个我们追求的目标。
The first one we talk about the family of the jailer.
那么再来，我们首先第一个就是加勒的家庭。
禁足
的家庭。
What was the goal that he has?
那么这个禁足的家庭呢，它代表的目标是什么
？Is to whole family to believe in Christ.
也就是全家信主的目标。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
我们请看十六章，《使徒行传》的第十六章。
Acts chapter 16, verse 34.
使徒行传第十六章的第三十四节。使徒行传第十六章第三十四节，于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
Here tells the story of the jailer and his whole family. On that night, they were believed and they were filled of joy.
这边看到了禁足一家人在当天晚上全家信主之后呢，全家都充满了喜乐。
Why would he believe in Christ?
为什么他们在这天晚上信主呢
？Actually, he was not a believer.
事实上，他之前不是一个信主的人。
He was the jailer working in the prison.
那么他只不过是一个禁足的身份呢，在监狱里面工作。
But Paul and Silas was one of the inmates that locked in his prison.
在这个当中呢，保罗跟希拉就刚好关在这个禁足所守的监狱里。
Paul and Silas was a worker of God.
保罗跟希拉都是神的工人。
They work for God.
他们为神而工作。
They are Christian.
他们都基督徒。
They were persecuted and put into prison because of their faith.
都因为这样，就是因为他们的信仰呢，被下到监狱里面受到刑罚。
But that night, was earth was shaken.
那天晚上呢，地突然大震动。
All the prison doors open.
所有监牢的门都打开了。
Wow. And then the jailer thought, Wow, the doors are open. Everybody must have escaped.
看守监狱的禁足一看门都大开了，监牢大开之后。逃犯都逃了，那他就完了。
If they escape, then I will die.
如果逃犯都逃光了，那其实我活着也没有意义了。
Because my official, my superior, they will kill me.
因为他知道他的长官、他的上层一定会杀了他。
So he want to kill himself.
因此他拿起刀来要自己自杀了。
But Paul stopped him.
保罗马上阻止他。
Paul said, "No, don't kill yourself. Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
保罗说不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
He asked him, "What shall we do to be safe?"
那么他立刻问说，我要该怎么做能够得救呢？
Verse 31.
31节。
Paul said, "You and your family believe in Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your family shall be saved."
保罗这边说了，当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
That's why on that night he has believed.
因此在那一天的晚上呢，他们全家就信主。
On that night he was baptized.
在那一天晚上他就受洗了。
On that night he was saved.
在那一天晚上他就真的得救了。
So his whole, not only himself, but his whole family.
这里说到，不是只有单单他一个人，他的全家都是。
That's why his family is very joyful.
所以说这个家，全家呢就非常喜乐。
Let's talk about why we.Our whole family have to believe in Christ and share the same faith.
那么谈到这里呢，我们为什么要说全家人要有共同的信仰，能够来分享这个信仰
？Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
我们请看《使徒行传》的26章。
What does it mean to be saved?
26章这边来探讨一下，什么叫做得救啊
？26 verse 18.
26章的第十八节，我猜你到他们那里去。要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
This Bible verse explains to us what does it mean for salvation.
这节里面清楚地告诉我们什么叫做得救。
Salvation first means your eyes are open.
得救首先就是要能够眼睛得开啊。
We have two eyes.
今天我们都有一双眼睛。
Not only one, actually two pairs of eyes.
有一双明亮的眼睛。两双明亮的眼睛。
This is the physical eyes.
看得到的是肉体上的眼睛。
But there's another eyes, which is spiritual eyes.
但是另外一对眼睛在心里面，那叫心眼。
Most people in this world, their spiritual eyes were blinded.
今天我们放眼望去，所有的很多世界上的人，心眼都被遮蔽了。
They only have these eyes.
他们只有看到肉体上的眼睛。
They look at the world.
他们看到的是世界。
They want to work so hard.
他们要想要工作更努力。
Earn money for the family.
为的就是要为家里面赚进更多的钱。
They can live in bigger house.
因此可以住大房子。
Children go to better schools.
小孩可以进好的学校。
Go to better vacation.
能够好的度假
，because everyone see is money in the world.
因为每一个人所谓的看都是向钱而看。
Because if you have money in this world, you have almost everything. They think.
因为大家都觉得在这个世界上有了钱就有所有的世界。
Because their inner eyes were blind.
原因就是因为他们的心眼已经瞎了。
But after you believe in Jesus.
但是当信主之后。
Your eyes inside suddenly open.
我们的心眼就因此而得开啊。
You have seen what is more important.
这个心眼会看得到世界上什么是最重要的。
What more important is not the material.
今天世界上看到重要的事情不是这个世界物质的世界。
It's not money.
不是钱。
But rather the salvation of the soul.
反而更重要的是灵魂的得救。
Nowadays there are so many depression.
今天我们看到有许多的忧郁症。
Last week there was one famous athlete.
那么上个礼拜我们知道有个最有名的运动员。
He was Germany. He was a German goalkeeper, the national soccer team goalkeeper.
那么大家都知道呢，这个是一个德国足球里面的冠军佼佼者啊。
门将，国家队的门将。
国家队的门将。
哇 ，he has high status.
他的地位没有话讲。
He earned a lot of money.
赚很多的钱。
But he has depression.
但是他却有了忧郁症。
So when they walked the trail.
所以有一天呢，他就经过整个
火车轨道 ，let the train strike him and kill him。
那么他让火车直接撞他，然后自杀了。
Nobody understand why he does this。
在这样的状况之下，没有人知道为什么这样的人要做这样的事情。
Depression，
这就是忧郁啊。
In this world now, there are many people the eyes are blind by Satan。
今天我们看到世界上许多的人心眼都被撒旦所蒙蔽。
If material can make us happy, there will be no depression。
如果是物质上的世界能够让每一个人都快乐的话，那忧郁应该找不到了。
But more and more people have depression.
但是今天我们却看到越来越多人有因此而得到忧郁症。
Because the eyes are blind.
原因就是因为他们的心眼已经被遮住。
They see no hope.
他们所看到的是没有希望。
They see no future.
他们所看到的是没有未来。
They see darkness.
他们所看到的是一片黑暗。
That's why.If you want to be safe, your eyes have to be open.
所以今天如果我们要能够得救的话，首先心眼要能够得开。
Secondly, he tells us to turn from darkness to light.
所以第二个要从黑暗中归向光明。
Darkness means hopelessness.
黑暗代表没有希望了。
But if you have be saved, you have hope.
但是今天如果我们得救，就有希望。
From Satan's power to God's power.
要从撒旦的权下来到神的权下。
For those who does not believe in God.
那些不信神的人
They are all under the power of Satan.
他们都仍然掌握在撒旦的手下
Satan, devil control them.
那么撒旦控制他们
Even though they don't know.
虽然他们 不知道
Even though they don't admit.
也许他们不愿意承认
But the whole world is controlled by Satan.
但是整个世界却都服在这撒旦的手下
But if you are safe,
但今天如果我们得救了
no more controlled by Satan.
我们今天就要脱离那个掌握
It belongs to Jesus.
反而要能够属于基督
And then he tells us to receive the remission of sin.
那么这边又说到能够得蒙赦罪、啊、
Sin is power.
罪是一种权力
Sin can control people.
罪可以控制一个人的
But if you are saved,
但是今天如果我们得救了
you are not under the power of sin.
今天我们就不在罪的权下
You are under the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们就会生存在圣灵的权下
SoThat's why it's so important for the whole family to believe in Jesus.
今天对我们来说，全家人信主是多么的重要。
So that's why this is the first goal that we have to pursue.
因此，我们在生活当中，这是第一个目标要
追寻。What will happen if the whole family believe in Christ?
如果全家都信主的话，它的结果是什么样
？Turn back to Acts chapter 16, verse 34.
我们再看回《使徒行传》第十六章三十四节。
Acts 16:34.
使徒行传第十六章的第三十四节，于是禁主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。
They were joyful because they have believed in Christ.
他们喜乐的原因是因为信了耶稣基督。
They did not have more money overnight.
他不是一夜之间就很有钱了。
He was not promoted overnight.
他不是一夜之间就被升官了。
Nothing happened.
这一夜之间，什么事也没发生过。
But after he has Jesus,
但是在这一夜之间，他信了神之后
，Not only he, but his whole family has Jesus.
不只是他而已，他的全家人都信了神。
Whole family are joyful.
那么全家都很喜乐。
So after believing in Christ, will give us new experience in our family.
所以全家人信主之后呢，我们全家人生活将有新的体验。
There was a sister who married to an unbeliever.
有这么一个姐妹呢，嫁给了没有信主的人。
At the beginning, she thought it's okay.
刚开始的时候，她觉得这个婚姻是没有问题的。
But later she found out that my husband and myself, the faith are different.
渐渐的，她发现说，先生跟自己的信仰呢是完全不同了。
I want to pray, he doesn't want to pray.
我想要跪下来求神，他却不愿意跪下。
I want to go to church, he doesn't want to go to church.
今天我要去教会，他却不想要去了。
Her heart is not happy.
所以在她心里面就觉得非常的没有喜乐。
Even though the husband is okay, let her go.
虽然说丈夫也不限制她让她去
But in her heart, she's not satisfied.
但是从她心里面她总觉得少了一件事情
So every day she prayed for her husband.
因此她每一天的祷告都为她这个先生祷告
Hope that one day he will come to believe.
有一天她希望神感动她先生让她信主
And thank God one day he believed.
很感谢神有一天她真的信主
He was baptized.
她也受洗了
And from then on the whole family became different.
从那一天开始呢全家人改变了新的生活
They can pray together.
他们能够一起跪下祷告
They can go to church together.
他们能够一起上教会
They can serve God together.
他们能够一起来服侍神
They can talk about the faith.
他们能够在家里面在任何地方谈谈信仰
They can talk about the Bible.
他们能够谈谈圣经
Wow, she was so joyful.
因此她的生活感觉到喜乐了
So actually,Whole family believing in Christ will give you new and joyful experience.
因此，全家人信主的结果就会在新的生活上找到新的体验。
Oftentimes, we find out that in our church,
我们常常都会发现说，在教会里呢
，if the spouse is not a believer yet,
如果今天我们的另一半呢还不是信主的人
，it's very hard for the person to serve God.
那么就很难让那位信主的人来全心全意服侍神。
Maybe they can still come for service.
是的，他们也许能够继续来教会。
But the husband or the wife have not believed yet.
但是另一半却还不是信主的话。
They are waiting at home.
他们会在家里等着。
You cannot stay in the church too late.
因此呢，没有办法全心全意在教会里面待久一点。
You cannot go to all kind of seminars.
也就没有办法参加各式各样的讲习会。
You have to go home early.
因为家里还有一位要等着我。
Maybe he's not happy. She is not happy.
也许我的另一半在家里等得不开心了。
So cannot really serve God.
因此这样的情况之下，没有办法全心全意服侍神。
But the whole family.Have the same faith.
但是如果全家都有同样的信仰
，serve God together，
一起来服侍神
，serving God bring you joy。
因此服侍神带来的是全家的喜乐。
Oftentimes we see the family with different faith.
有时候我们看到一家人有如果两种信仰
，for example, husband and wife different faith.
比如说先生跟太太的不一样的信仰。
Also very difficult to raise up the child.
不同的信仰之下很难带领同样信仰的小孩。
He want to use his way to teach the child.
妈妈也许要用她的方法。
But the other person, you want to use the Bible way to bring the child.
另外一边呢，却要想要用另外一个信仰来教。
So always conflict.
所以总是在这个当中发现有矛盾、啊、
So that's why it's so important the whole family to believe.
所以我们再一次强调说全家人信主是重要的。
So how to make the whole family believe?
那么再来谈谈怎么样让全家信主呢？
First,
首先
the believing part must always pray for the unbelieving part.
换句话，信主的人总是要为那些为那还没有信主的另一半祷告。
Why?
为什么？
This is the only way.
因为这是唯一的办法。
Only God can change him.
唯一只有神能够改变那另一半。
Only God can touch the person.
唯一只有神能够感动那另一半。
We have to pray so hard for the person.
因此，这位信主的就要努力祷告。
Pray so hard for the spouse.
能够为那另一半努力的来祷告。
Pray so hard for the parent.
能够为自己的父母亲、为信主的父母亲努力来祷告。
Pray so hard for the children.
为自己还未信主的小孩努力的祷告。
So that one day, whole family will believe in Christ.
求神能够有一天让我们全家都能信主。
This is a very difficult task.
是的，这是很困难的一。
But if you don't do it,
但是如果不做,
if you don't do it,
如果我们不做的话,
nobody will do it for you.
没有人会为我而做的。
If you don't pray for your family,
今天如果我不为我的全家祷告,
for the faith, for the salvation,
为了他们的得救, 为了他们的信仰,
nobody will pray for them.
没有人会代替我做这样的事情。
So we have to pray for them.
因此我们要努力为这样的事情来祷告。
Secondly, we have to let them have the chance to hear the gospel.
第二点就是要让未信主的一半呢能够有机会听到福音。
For example, that night jailer received the word.
比如说我们这边看到了说禁足呢那天听到主的道。
We let the whole family hear the word.
然后带着全家一起来听主的道。
Let the whole family get baptized.
让全家人都能够在那天晚上呢受洗了。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
The way to preach gospel is not only in the chapel.
今天我们谈到说要传福音，不是只有在教会里传。
For example, if you really want to preach to your family.
今天如果我们真的有心想要传福音给我的家人。
Maybe you can invite the church. Okay, come over. Can you come over for my family to a family service?
我们可以请教会呢一起到我们家呢来做一个家庭聚会。
Or bring the pastor or deacons to come to visit you.
啊，或是带着传道长子呢一起到家里来做个拜访。
Let them to talk to your husband, talk to your wife, talk to your children.
啊，让他们呢能够跟我们的小孩，跟我们还没有信主的另一半呢讲些话。
Let them more contact opportunity.
让他们能够制造多一些接触的机会。
Or there's the church having evangelical service. Of course, we should invite them to come.
那么一到教会有布道会呢，就要请他们一起来参加。
But you know, usually it's not because of human that we can change a person.
今天通常我们看到的都不是因为人而改变一个人。
When a person believes, always because something happened.
一个人能够信主，都是因为在他生活里面发生了一些事情。
For example, this jailer.
比如说这个禁足了。
When there's nothing happened, he will not believe.
今天如果这个禁足一帆风顺，什么不发生，他大概也不会信主。
But now he has crisis.
今天他已经手握着基督了。
He had 危机，他在面对
危机。他面对一个危机了。
Wow. His career has crisis.
当他的工作现场遇到了危机的时候。
His life is in crisis.
他的生命遇到了危机的时候。
What should he do?
该做什么？
Immediately he want to kill himself.
马上他拿起刀来就想先杀自己了。
Immediately he is in depression.
马上他就进入这个忧郁，想要自杀了。
He didn't see hope.
因为他看不到未来。
And then Jesus came in.
所以耶稣在这个时候进来。
So, sometimes God chose a person. It's very wonderful.
所以当神在选召一个人的时候，那个方法总是很奇妙。
So we have to pray and ask God to guide us.
因此我们要常常祷告求神的带领。
Second family.
第二个家庭。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
我们再看到《使徒行传》第十章
，verse one，
《使徒行传》第十章第一节，《使徒行传》第十章第一节，在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是义大利营的百夫长。
verse two，
第二节，他是虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
Here there was another family. The head of the family is called Cornelius.
所以我们看到另外一个家堂，另外一个家庭，那这个家长呢是哥尼流。
He was a Gentile. He was an Italian.
他是个外邦人，是个意大利人。
That means he's not a Jew, but he feared God.
虽然他不是一个犹太人，但是他敬畏神。
Here tell us that not only he himself feared God, but his whole family to fear God.
第二节告诉我们，不是只有他，他的全家都敬畏神。
So the second goal of our family is.Whole family to fear God.
所以第二个目标就是要让能够全家都敬畏神。
You know, for a person he himself to fear God is not difficult.
我们应该这样讲，如果说一个人要敬畏神，其实不是难的事。
But it's difficult. The whole family fear God.
但是如果要让全家都敬畏神的话
，It's not easy.
就不容易了。
We see some family, the whole family believe in God.
我们看到许多家庭，是的，他们全家都信主。
The whole family, the name is in the directory.
他们全家的名字都在我们的通信录上。
But not whole family fear God.
但是可惜的是，不是全家都敬畏神。
Some family, whole family come to church.
有时候我们看到全家一起来教会了。
But not whole family fear God.
但是我们却看不到全家都敬畏神。
But here tell us his family, whole family fear God.
第二节这里告诉我们，哥利牛这个家庭全家都敬畏神。
What does it mean fear God?
什么叫做敬畏神？
God is great.
换句话就是神是最伟大的。
God is the Almighty God.
神是万能的神。
We not only love him, but also fear him.
我们不只是爱神，而且要敬他。
What does it mean fear God?
什么叫做敬神畏神？
If you fear God, you dare not to do anything that make God angry.
今天如果我们敬畏神的话呢？在消极一方面，我们不敢得罪神。
Wow, if I do this, God will not happy. How can I do this?
如果我做这样的事情，神会不高兴，我就不敢去做。
This is called fear God.
那这叫做畏神，敬畏神。
But nowadays in this world, most people don't fear God.
但是今天我们看到这个世界上，很多人不怕神。
They do whatever they want.
换句话，在心里面呢，自己想要做什么就做什么。
They do whatever make them happy.
只要觉得自己开心，什么都可以做。
But Cornelius, even though he was a centurion, he has power.
今天我们看到哥利牛虽然是一个百夫长，他手握的权力。
He controls 100 soldiers.
他今天手中掌握了100个军人。
He's a commander.
他是一个长官来的。
He controls the Jewish people.
换句话，他可以控制犹太人的。
He can do whatever he wants.
在他的权力里面，他可以做很多的事情。
He can oppress them.
他可以逼迫他们。
But he didn't do it.
但是他却不这么做。
Because he knows God is watching me.
原因他知道呢，神在看着我做的事情。
Even though nobody is watching me, God is watching me.
虽然四周无人之下，但是他知道神在看着我。
If you fear God, you will not sin against God.
那么，如果一个敬畏神的人，就不会犯罪来得罪神。
Second, here tells us, if you fear God, you do charitable works.
这边紧接下来，敬畏神就会多多做善事来帮百姓。
God is watching me. God give me all this money.
他觉得神搞给他这么多的事情，
God give me power.
这么多的权力跟金钱，
I have to help people.
用这些要能够帮忙别人，
I cannot abuse it.
我不能够乱用。
If you fear God,
如果今天敬畏神，
Here tell us thirdly, always pray to God.
第三点，这边说到要就会常常祷告神。
Wow, God, you're so great. You're so wonderful.
常常跪在神的面前赞美祈求神。
So this whole family fear God.
所以这边说到他全家都敬畏神啊。
If you look at our church.
今天我们反观教会。
Our church sometimes have more than one generation, right?
我们看到教会里面呢，常常的组合不只是一代而已，可能很多代。
Actually, for the first generation to believe in God,
今天我们看到了第一代的信徒。
Usually, their faith is very strong.
第一代的信徒，我们总是看到那坚强的信仰。
Because they themselves do the truth seeking and they find God.
因为第一代的信仰，他们花了很多的时间去找寻神，而看到了神。
They have testimony.
他们有带了许多的见证。
They have experience.
他们有许多的体验。
That's why the first generation always very strong.
因此，第一代的信徒呢，总是信仰坚强。
But second generation,
第二代呢
，just follow the parents of the church.
第二代呢，就跟着第一代的信仰呢，跟着他们来教会。
Most of the second generation, the faith shaky.
我们看到，通常第二代的信仰呢，总是摇摇晃晃的。
If he himself is not very active, very pursuing.
如果这个第二代不是这么样的追求信仰的话
，usually second generation already very shaky.
通常我们在第二代就看到信仰就不对了。
Third generation sometimes disappear in the church.
有时候我们看到教会的第三代已经都不见了，那个信仰不见了。
So it's very difficult to maintain the faith passing from generation to generation.
因此，在每一代信仰的传承上面呢，通常我们看到的都是一些问题跟困难。
So that's why our second goal is our whole family, not only me myself, my whole family should fear God.
因此，我们第二个目标不是只有我自己要敬畏神，我的全家大小都要敬畏神。
Don't just be satisfied. Oh, my whole family is baptized.
不要只是为了说全家已经信主了，感觉满意了。
But do they fear God?
是不是我的全家都敬畏神呢
？Do they fear God truly?
是不是我的全家都真正的能够敬神畏神呢
？So we have to ask this question.
因此，我们要常常问自己这样的问题。
So in order to make the help the whole family to fear God, of course we have to put in the effort.
为了要让全家都能够达到敬畏神的目标，我们就要努力了。
How to do it?
怎么做呢
？Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我们请看《生命记》。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
生命记第六章第四节。生命记的第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Continue.
第五节，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Verse 6.
第六节，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。
Verse 7.
也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
Continue.
又要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城墙上。
Here is a very famous passage.
这里很有名的一段圣经啊。
Verse 4 tells us, "All Israel, hear."
说到说以色列，你都要听啊。
It's God's word to Israel people.
换句话，神的话临到了以色列百姓。
All Israel, hear.
他说，以色列啊，你们都要听。
Hear, what does it mean?
什么叫做要听啊
？It's a reminder of your status.
既然告诉要听，就是要提醒你们要做。
It's a reminder of who you are.
要提醒我们说你到底是谁呀、啊、
？Why you have to hear?
为什么我们这样的身份要听这样的话
？Because you are Israel.
因为我们就是以色列。
You are children of God.
我们就是神的儿女。
You have to hear what God wants to tell you.
因此，我们要知道，要懂得听神要告诉我什么。
Remind about your status.
要重新的提醒我们的身份是什么。
So here to tell us.The parent, he himself, have to hear first.
所以这边说到说，父母要先听啊。
After he hear,
听完之后呢
？And then he can teach the children.
然后能够教训儿女。
Today, does the parent hear?
今天我们的父母是不是都听到了呢
？If the parent do not hear,
如果今天我们的父母听不到神的话
，How can the children hear?
那么怎么样让我们的小孩听到神的话
？If the parent don't fear God,
如果今天的父母不敬畏神
，How can the children fear God?
我们怎么样教出敬畏神的下一代
？If the parent doesn't pray a lot at home,
如果今天我们的父母不会在家里常常的祷告
，How can the children pray at home?
我们怎么教出会祷告的下一代
？If the parent at home don't read Bible,
如果今天我们的父母在家里不会读圣经。
How can you expect the children do the same?
我们怎么样教下一代能够多读圣经
？If the parent don't come to church,
如果今天我们父母不会来教会
，or treat the church service not very important,
或是看待教会呢是
聚会
呢是第二重要的事。
Oh, I have time, I come. I don't have time, I do other stuff.
也就是说，有时间才来，没时间就不来了。
Then how can the children hear?
那么我们怎么样教出听懂的下一代
？Children always copy the parent.
我们看到儿女们总是要学着父母亲怎么做。
If the children is as good as you, you're lucky already.
今天如果我们的儿女像我一样好，其实就已经算不错了。
So it's so difficult to teach the faith nowadays.
因此今天呢，要传承这个信仰真的困难。
And generation will be more and more difficult.
那么一代再传一代的话，就更困难。
For example, our parents' generation.
比如说我们的父母亲。
For them to keep the faith is easier.
让他们能够保持他们的信仰呢，其实蛮容易。
Comparatively.
比较性来说的话。
Because less temptation.
因为呢，在那个时代呢，比较少的诱惑。
For our generation，
来到我们这一代
，more difficult than the previous generation。
那么跟上一代来比较，我们这一代就更困难了。
Because nowadays society more competitive。
因为今天在这个社会上呢，更多的竞争，更多的诱惑。
We have to work harder。
因为呢
，longer hours。
告诉我们要加长工作，要努力工作。
More material。
因为更多的这个物质追求。
More temptation。
更多的诱惑存在。
Okay, for example, now the babies。
今天我们看到下一代婴儿了。
For their generation to keep their faith is harder than this generation.
今天我们看到一个婴孩要长大，要保持他的信仰，比我们这一代更难。
Because their generation will be more sinful.
因为在他们那个时代来临的时候呢，会更加罪恶。
So what should we do now?
所以今天我们该做什么
？We ourselves have to hear from God.
今天我们自己首先要能够听到神的话。
Whole family to fear God.
全家都要能够敬畏神呐、啊。
When you fear God, we have everything we do, we think about is God happy for me.
今天我们一旦敬畏神，我们会首先想到我做这样的事情是不是喜悦，让神喜悦。
If I do this, is God happy?
我这么做，神会高兴吗
？This is the main question.
这是最重要的问题。
Thirdly,
第三个
，there was a family called Philip.
我们再看这个
腓力
这个家庭。
Acts chapter 20.
我们请看二十章。看回《使徒行传》第二十章。
Acts chapter 20，
《使徒行传》第二十章。
Acts chapter 21，
二十一节。
Acts chapter 21，
二十一章。
Verse 8，
第八节，《使徒行传》二十一章的第八节。第二天，我们离开那里，来到该撒利亚，就进了传福音的腓力家里，与他同住。他是那七个执事里的一个。
Verse 9.
第九节，他有四个女儿，都是处女，是说预言的。第十节，我们在那里多住了几天，有一个先知名叫雅加布，从犹太下来。
Okay, here tell us Philip, another family, his family, whole family serving God.
这里看到了另外一个家庭腓力，他的全家人都服侍神。
Here tell us who is Philip.
我们来看看这个腓力是谁啊
？If you look at the Acts of Apostle, at the beginning, he was one of the seven servants to serve the meals for the members.
我们都知道，我们在一开始看到《使徒行传》的时候，他是其中一位呢，为这个
七个执事
当中的一位呢，来服侍的。
To serve the meal on the table, to distribute the food.
换句话，能够在也就是让大家能够有行政跟饭吃的，在那个时候。
But later, God gave him more gift.
但是之后呢，我们看到时间一直改变的时候，神赐给他更多的恩赐。
Wow, he is willing to preach the gospel.
那么他已经来到了能够帮神传福音。
He went to Samaria to open a church to preach the gospel.
他到撒玛利亚呢，到那里传福音，设立教会。
Wow, so he himself worked for God.
因此他自己为神服事。
But here tell us, not only he himself worked for God, but his whole family, four daughters.Also work for God.
这里告诉我们，不只是他一个人服侍神，他的全家四个女儿都服侍神。
So this is another higher goal that a family should achieve.
这是另外一个更上一层的目标呢，要让全家来追寻。
Not only whole family fear God, but whole family serve God.
不只是全家敬畏神，而且是全家服侍神。
Whole family serve God is very powerful.
全家能够服侍神是带有能力的。
Sometimes in our church.
我们看看教会。
The bigger the church, the more matters it has.
那么教会越大呢，事情当然越来越多。
Oh, so need many people effort.
那么需要许许多多的人提供他的力量。
But think about this: if the whole family do not serve God together,
但是我们想想看，如果一个全家没有办法一起来服侍神的话
，if in after the service,
聚会完之后
，oh, whole family say, okay, okay, let's go to somewhere to play or enjoy ourselves.
那么全家人讨论的就是说，教会完之后，我们到哪里去玩看看啦
？Wow, cannot serve God.
不能够继续在教会服侍神。
Or if one of the spouse say, "Oh, you, I don't want to stay here. I want to go home."
或者其中一个说，我要回家了，我不想待在这里了。
Maybe the wife say, "Okay, okay, I also go with you."
那么太太也许说，好了，先生要走了，我也跟着吧。
You don't want to stay in the choir? Okay, okay, I also go home with you.
你不想参加诗班？好了，那我也跟你回家了。
You don't want to stay cleaning? Okay, I'll go with you together.
你不想留下来打扫会堂？那我就跟你回家嘛。
But if the whole family serve God together,
今天如果反过来看，我们全家都是服侍神的话
okay, ，Maybe you stay in the choir.
那么。我们看到其中一位留下来唱诗，留下来打扫。
Our children will stay for the class.
那么小孩子留下来参加宗教教育。
Whole family serve God.
我们看到全家人信主的状态，但是服侍神的状态。
This is the happiest things.
那么这是最有价值的。
Because what can make us joyful?
今天什么样的事情能够让我们有喜乐
？True joy comes from knowing the meaning of our life, spiritual life.
那么真正的喜乐是由知道。属灵生命的意义存在那种喜乐。
Why God chosen us?
今天我们会认知神为什么要选我
？Because God wants us to do something for Him.
今天神选我就是要为神做事。
So, hey, you think about this.
我们要想这一点。
What can I do for God?
我们要想说，我为神能做什么
？Then sometimes I look at the church.
有时候我们反观看看整个教会。
Wow, I see some family. I really admire them.
我看到许多的家庭呢，真的让我羡慕啊。
This time I went to Houston.
那么上礼拜我到休斯顿
啊 ，to attend minister seminar。
那么参加了传道者的讲习会。
Houston is not a very big church。
休斯顿呢，并不是一个所谓的大型教会。
Around 60 people, 70 people。
差不多六七十人的教会。
Only 10 family, 12 families。
其中组成分子大概10到12个家庭吧。
Some are even young family。
那么有些家庭是年轻家庭啊。
But this time they host a minister seminar。
但是这次呢，他们负责举办这样的活动。这样的 seminar,
they have to take care 22 full-time ministers plus deacons.
那么这样的讲习会呢，他们必须要照顾22位全职传道，再加上其他的执事长职。
They stay in the church for 10 days.
他们全部住在教会里面10天的时间。
It takes 3 meals.
那么每一天三餐。
Also take care of the laundry.
那当然还要照顾这些生活起居衣服的事情。
And then in and out transportation, everything.
以及接送啦，这些传道者进出的问题。
60 people take care of 20 people. 10 days, whole 3 meals.
全教会呢，总共60个人，他们要负责这超过20位的长职在这边，以及全部的11住行。
That means every family have to work.
换句话呢，每一个人都有分派工作的。
I see different family every day come for cooking.
我看到了每一个家庭轮流每天进出教会，为了煮三餐。
And the church has not no kitchen yet.
教会里面没有办法有没有这个所谓的厨房。
They just cook and then bring the food to.
换句话，他们要在外面在家里煮好以后带来教会。
Then collect our dirty clothes, go for laundry.
然后收集我们这些脏衣服呢，拿到送到洗衣店去。
Sometimes I see the same family.
有时候我看到呢，同样的家庭出现好几次。
Today cooking.
今天煮饭。
Tomorrow help with the laundry.
啊，明天帮忙洗衣服。
Also next day transportation.
另外一天帮忙开车。
All families serve God.
我看到了许多家庭，全家都为了这个事情在服侍。
Every family serve God.
每一个家庭都是全家来服侍神。
When they come to serve God.
当他们来到一起服侍的时候，
they bring the young children.
他们带着自己的小孩来。
The children just playing around.
那么他们的小孩也许在旁边玩而已。
They playing around, walking around, playing the football, and the parents are serving God.
那么父母亲忙着教会的事情，哎，这些小小朋友们就在教会里面玩。
If they're a bit bigger, they can just help a little bit.
那么比较大一点的小朋友就帮忙这个帮忙那个。
The RA of the church.
那个
教
务负责人呢
？Is a young mother.
那么这个教务负责人是一个年轻妈妈。
The young mother is only younger than my age, I think 30 maybe.
那么也许只有三十岁，比我还年轻
了。I have the first baby.
那么有第一胎了。
Less than 1 year old.
那么这个 baby 呢，只有少还不到一岁。
Still crawling around on the ground.
既然还不到一岁，当然在地上爬来爬去，跑来跑去。
But come to the church to help the church work.
但是他却能够带着小朋友一起来教会服侍神，做教会的圣工。
Not only is RA also have the cooking.
那么不只是负责人而已，他还要帮忙煮饭。
And also bring the baby. Oh, sometimes the baby is dirty. Okay, just wash the baby at the church.
然后有时候呢，这个 baby 弄脏了，就在教会里面帮 baby 洗洗澡。
Yesterday I saw him, saw her. I said, why your baby the hair is wet?
那我问他了，昨天我看到他了，他的小朋友头都湿了。
I said, what happened?
我问他怎么回事啊？
I said, I just showered the baby at the church.
他说我刚把小朋友去把他洗一洗，在教会就洗一洗他。
And then from Houston, we have to they have to drive.5 hours to Dallas to attend the NCC meeting.
那么从休斯顿呢，必须开5个小时去到达拉斯教会来参加全国教会会议。
And I look at the trunk, everything is baby stuff.
那么我打开他的车子后面装的全部是小朋友的东西。
They are not going for holiday.
他们并不是出去玩哦。
They drive 5 hours to attend church meeting.
他们要开5个小时呢，为了要参加教会的会议。
My heart was so touched.
我看到那个情景呢，真的是让我感动啊。
Why?
为什么
？Because nowadays I see not only in Canada, in the U.S. some places I see the difficult thing is young family when they have children, they quit all the holy work.
今天我看到不止加拿大，美国地区也是，虽然是年轻的夫妻，一旦有了小孩之后呢，我发现说他越来越远离教会了。
Busy.
因为忙的就是小孩的事。
Don't give me any work.
不要再给我任何事情，我小孩都忙不过来。
When the baby cry, parent, the father, mother, run there.
那么小孩子一哭呢，哎，父母亲第一个跑到现场。
And then quit everything, every job. Don't give me any work.
然后辞退所有教会的工作呢，不要再给我任何东西了。
I want to focus on raising the baby.
因为这个时候我要能够专心先养我的小朋友吧。
But this family really inspired me.
因此我看到这个家庭呢，真的让我觉得很感动啊。
They put God first.
换句话，在他们的心里面，在他们家里面，神是第一位。
God give me the baby.
今天神赐给我小孩子。
God give me the family.
神赐给我这么好的家庭。
How can I not serve God even more?
因为这样的情况，我就不服侍神吗？不对的。
I have to even serve God even more.
甚至要服侍神更多才对啊。
Wow. In Houston, I see many people, young family have children, but they still serve God.
在休斯顿教会看到许多的年轻家庭，虽然有的带着小孩，但是他们更努力的服侍神。
And I see everyone in the family, the face is happy.
我看到每一个家庭每一个人的成员带的脸上带的都是笑容。
Children are happy, the parents are happy.
小朋友高兴，父母亲也开心。
Because serving God, you have joy.
因为呢，服侍神，在这服侍当中找到真的喜乐。
Look at this Philip, his family. He has 4 daughters.
我们看看菲利这一家人，他有4个女儿。
I know nowadays if you have 4 daughters, it's not easy.
我们都知道现在的社会要家里面生4个女儿是不容易的。
Some people say Raising daughters are more difficult than raising son.
有人这么说了，要养女儿比养儿子还难呢。
Why? Because now there are many temptations outside.
因为呢，现在的外面的诱惑太多了。
This Philip has 4 daughters.
但是我们看到这个菲利呢，家里面有4个女儿。
All of them are virgin.
这边说到，她都是处女。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？Maintain purity.
换句话，她们保持自己圣洁。
And then not only they are virgin, but they prophesy, they speak the word of God.
不单只是如此，他们还会说预言的，说神的话语。
They teach the people.
换句话，他们是教导人。
This is so good.
这看起来看到这样就非常美。
The father serve God, the daughter serve God.
父亲服侍神，女儿更服侍神。
So this is what we have to pursue.
那这是我们要追求的目标了。
Fourthly.
第四个。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
我们再看到《使徒行传》第18章。
Verse 1.
十八章的第一节，十八章第一节，这事以后，保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多，遇见一个犹太人，名叫雅居拉。他生在本都，因为格老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻子百基拉呢，从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们同住做工。第四节，每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论，劝化犹太人和希利尼人。第五节
，Okay, here tell us it's a family, a couple, it's Aquila and Priscilla.
这边告诉我们有一对夫妻雅居拉和百基拉。
And Paul joined them in their work, and also maybe Paul preached to them.
在这个当中呢，保罗跟他们同住呢，同时间传道理给他们。
So this family, this couple is very special.
这对夫妻呢很特别。
They not only serve God,
他们不只是服侍神
，but also they make the church in the family.
他们甚至更进一步呢，让在教让家庭变成教会一样。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 16, verse 5.
我们请看罗马书十六章第五节。
Romans 16:5.
罗马书第十六章的第五节，第五节又问在他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼图安。他在亚细亚是归基督初结的果子。
So here, when Paul wrote Romans at the end, he greeting Aquila and Priscilla from verse 3.
这里我们看到罗马书在结尾的时候，保罗特别要问亚基拉跟百居拉的安。
Oh, he tells us, Paul said, okay, greet them because and also greet the church in their home, in the family.
第五节这边说到说，不只问安，而且要问他们在家中的教会安。
To believe in God is not difficult.
信主并不困难。
God chosen you, you believe.
那么神选召我们，我们信主了。
To serve God is not hard also.
那么能够进一步服侍神也不是太大的问题。
You spare 1 hour or 1 afternoon or 1 Sunday go to church to serve God is not hard.
也就是把
If you have the heart.
如果我们今天有心把时间安排好了，一个小时、一天、一个上午来教会服侍。
But how did Aquila and Priscilla serve God?
但是我们今天反过来要看看呢，亚基拉跟百居拉他们怎么来服侍。
First five.
第五节。
They open their home.And let the church gather in the house.
换句话，他们开放他们自己的家呢，让教会在他们家中聚会。
This means the church is in their house, in the home.
换句话，教会就在他家里。
The house is also the church.
那么家的家也是教会。
Church and house are together.
换句话，他的家跟教会呢是一体的。
This is the highest goal.
这是最高的境界。
Let the church to be in my house.
换句话，要将教会搬到我的家里来。
This is very, very high standard.
这是很高的一种目标。
We have to pursue. What does it mean?
那我们就要追求这个目标，怎么说呢
？If the church is like the house,
如果教会就像家一样
，people would like to come.
那么很多人就会想来了。
Why?
为什么
？Because the church is like a family.
因为人家来的时候感觉到这个教会像家一样。
Wow, when I come to the church, so many people talk to me.
当我来到这个家的时候，来到这个教会的时候，许多人跟我打招呼说话。
When I look unhappy, people ask me, what happened to you?
当我脸色不太好看的时候，人家会问我，发生什么事
？When you are sick, people come to visit you.
当我生病的时候，人家会来看看我到底发生什么事
？When you have problem, people help you.
当我遇到问题的时候，人家会想要来帮助我。
There's a member.
有这么一位信徒。
When he was sick.
当他生病了。
So many church.People visit him.
许多的教会弟兄姐妹都来看他。
The patient sitting beside, lying beside her.
那么在医院里面呢，旁边也是一个病人。
They ask why so many people visit you.
旁边的病人问他说，为什么这么多人来看你啊
？I also sick, but very few people come to visit me.
今天我躺在你旁边也是生病了，很少人看我嘞。
Why have so many people visit you? Are you a big guy or official or whatever?
为什么你一生病这么多人来看你呢？你在社会上很有地位吗
？No.
不是这样的。
He's my church member.
这些人都是我的教会的弟兄姐妹。
They are my family.
他们就像我的家人。
So if a church is like a family,
今天如果我们说教会就像家一样
，people will come.
那么许多人都会来。
People will stay.
许多人都会留在这个家里。
Because they feel the love of God.
因为他们感觉到在这个家里找到了神的爱。
On the other hand,
另外一方面
，the family also should be like the church.
我们要看看另外一方面，家也要上教会。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
A family. What is your family filled with nowadays?
今天我们今天的家庭里面到底充满了些什么东西
？Some people the family filled with argument.
有些家庭里面充满了就是争吵啊。
The husband and wife always argue.
我们看到夫妻两个争吵的不得了。
Some people the family filled with argument. The parents and the children argue.
我们看到这些争吵有时候来自于父母亲跟小孩之间的对话。
Maybe some family just filled with the TV noise.
我们看到有些家庭充满了就是电视的吵闹声而已。
But if your family is a church,
但是今天如果说我的家就是教会，
wow, your family filled with God's love.
那么在这个教会里面，在这个家里面就充满了神的爱。
Your family filled with God's words.
今天在这个家里面就充满了神的道理。
Wow, you always share the Bible at home, talk the Bible at home.
因为在家里面讨论的都是圣经，都是神的话。
Whole family can pray together.
全家人都可以一起跪下祷告。
Whole family can sing him together.
全家人都可以拿起赞美诗一起来唱诗。
And you will not mind to open your house for brother and sister.
那么在这个时候呢，我们就不会介意开放家庭，让弟兄姐妹一起来参加。
Oh yeah, come to my house, we can have fellowship.
我们就会说，弟兄姐妹，大家都来我的家，我们一起来团契啊。
You don't care about privacy or not.
我们不会再讨论说，哎，我有什么隐私权的问题。
Because we're one family.
因为我们都是全家人。
If the church need my house, family service, okay, I'm available.
如果教会说，哎，要开放我的家变成家庭聚会的场所，我一定是第一个报名。
Yeah, my house is a church. Come.
因为我的家就是教会，就应该让教会来用。
If minister want to visit me, thank God, come on.
今天如果看到长子传道要来访问呢，哎呀，大家欢迎啊
！Because you bring me blessing, come.
因为你一来就带给我的福气了。
Because my house is a church.
因为我的家就像教会。
The church is not only in Gotha Street.
今天教会不是只有在这条街上而已。
Gotha 街。
Gotha 街而已。
No, the church is in your house.
今天家里就是教会。
Wow, this is the higher level.
那么这是最顶级的一个目标。
So today we talk about four different families.
所以今天我们谈到了四个家庭。
First, we must pursue.
首先，我们要追求。
Just like the jailer,
那么就好像禁足一家。
Whole family must believe in Christ.
能够像禁足一家人，全家信主。
You have to pray so hard for your unbelieving family relatives.
因此，我们要能够为那还不信主的另一半呢，以及家人来祷告。
But believing is not enough.
光全家信主不够。
Whole family fear God like Cornelius.
要能够像哥尼流全家，能够全家敬畏神。
Don't just be happy, or because they are already baptized.
不要因为只有信主。受洗就高兴了。
Whole family should fear God.
进一步要能够全家敬畏神。
Whatever you do, you think about God.
不论全家要做什么事情，先想到神。
Another level higher, like Philip.
我们再进一步看看腓力。
Whole family serve God.
腓力全家人服侍神。
Fourthly.
第四个。
Whole family become a church.
全家变成教会一样。
God's love filled with our family.
那么在这个家里面，我们就看到神的爱充满在这里。
If every family should be like this,
如果全每一个家人都有这样四大目标来追寻，
our church would be wonderful.
那么我们的教会就能够坚强发展了。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
36.
36首。